USA Radio News. The Prime Minister of Norway says four U.S. service members have been killed during a NATO training exercise on his Twitter account today. Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre said, quote, "It is with great sadness we've received the message that four American soldiers died in a plane crash last night. Norwegian Armed Forces said the soldiers were aboard an MV-22 Osprey aircraft in the northern part of the country. There's no word yet on the identity of the four service members." The White House says President Biden did not make any specific requests from Chinese President Xi on China's support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine during Friday's call between the two leaders. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
China has to make a decision about where they want to stand and how they want the history books to look at them and view their actions.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 246,000 SUVs in the U.S. and Canada because faulty wiring harnesses can make them brake unexpectedly sometimes while in traffic. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a disaster declaration because of raging wildfires near Abilene. Fire officials say the Eastlands Complex fires have burned over 45,000 acres and is only 10% contained.
State and local officials are working collaboratively and successfully at working to contain the fire.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Bulgaria today as Russia's war on Ukraine enters its fourth week, speaking at a joint news conference with Bulgarian Prime Minister Kirill Petkov.
In our conversation, the Prime Minister and I were both struck by the courage and the conviction of the Ukrainian people. They're fighting against huge odds to defend their country.
First time claims for unemployment benefits fell to 214,000 last week. Data from the Labor Department is 15,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total and a better showing than analyst forecast of 220,000. That number also represented the lowest total since the first of the year. Biggest increases in claims came from New York, California, and Kentucky. Sharpest declines were in Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Missouri. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Maryland is the first state in the nation to suspend its gas tax to help drivers save money. Governor Larry Hogan signed legislation putting the state's 36 cent per gallon gas tax on hold through April 16th. Hogan says the bipartisan tax holiday is possible because the state's prudent fiscal steps resulted in a record budget surplus. A Navy veteran is suing Iran for $1 billion.
The federal lawsuit describes in detail the prolonged and continuous abuse that Michael White says he suffered behind bars, included being beaten and punched, whipped on his feet, deprived of food and drink, and pressured to falsely confess that he was a spy for the U.S. government. White was lured to Iran in the summer of 2018 by a woman he considered his girlfriend. If Iran does not respond to the allegations, a judge could enter a default judgment on White's behalf, enabling White to collect damages from a fund set up for victims of state-sponsored terrorism. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
Earth's poles are undergoing simultaneous freakish extreme heat, with parts of Antarctica more than 70 degrees warmer than average, areas of the Arctic more than 50 degrees warmer than average. Weather stations in Antarctica shattered records Friday as that region neared autumn. The coastal Terra Nova base was far above freezing at 44.6 degrees. That all caught officials at the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Boulder, Colorado by surprise. They were paying attention to the Arctic, where it was 50 degrees warmer than average, and areas around the North Pole were nearing or at the melting point. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.